Keaton Mitchell scored 3.9 half PPR points a game last season, and the market is paying for 6.8. RB46, pick 146. That 3-point gap is the price of a wish, a documented one. The Chargers general manager says Mitchell was one of two names on Mike McDaniel's free agency wish list. This is what it costs to draft a coordinator's imagination. This season, at face value, 13 games in Baltimore's rotation, 59 carries for 341 yards, 9 catches, 1 score, 63rd among backs per game, 66th in total. But the carry math is the tell. 5.8 yards per attempt on volume so thin it never got to compound. Baltimore's 8-9 season ended with him untendered as a restricted free agent. By his own account, per Yahoo, they quote, didn't even reach out. The career is a speed flare with a scar through it. 9.3 points a game as an undrafted rookie flash in 2023. 8.4 yards a carry across 47 attempts. Numbers that look typo adjacent, then the ACL that December, a 4-game ghost of a 2024, and last year's rebuild season at 5'8 a pop. Two healthy-ish seasons, 6.9 yards a carry between them, and never more than 59 carries in either. The pattern beat, nothing fires, and the absence is informative. It doesn't qualify for our injury recovery cohort. That pattern needs a productive prior season, and his 2024 was 4 games. There's no year 2 or 3 leap pattern for backs. The one we tested is dead on the public kill list. His touchdown share is nothing. What the library can offer is a caution from first principles. Yards per carry on under 60 attempts is the least stable stat in football's least stable position, and every one of his headline numbers is a per carry number.
Muffed!
The situation is a scheme fit with money behind it. Los Angeles signed him in March, 2 years, $9.25 million, 5 fully guaranteed, per NFL.com, in the Baltimore Sun, and general manager Joe Ortiz volunteered the wish list detail, per the team site. Mike McDaniel, hired in January to run Jim Harbaugh's offense, built his Miami reputation on exactly this player shape. Undersized, outside zone, catastrophic in space. The room says roll, not lead. Omarion Hampton is the unquestioned starter. Kamani Vidal returns. And fullback Alec Ingold, McDaniel's Miami fullback, arrived in free agency per Yahoo, 11-6 last year. A wildcard team retooling its offense around speed.
The price, RB46 at pick 146, pays roughly double his 2025 output for a role that exists so far only in a coordinator's stated preference. Our verdict, watch list, price for a leap our base rates can't see from here in either direction. The honest read, $5 million guaranteed for a change of pace back is real conviction. McDaniel's system made this exact archetype fantasy relevant in Miami, and none of it is measurable in July. The caveat, spoken. If the knee is finally 2 years behind him and the touches reach even 8 a game, the per carry numbers make this price look silly, and if Hampton eats whole, you drafted a highlight reel. Watch the touch count in preseason. 8 a game is the line between gadget and weapon, and how often McDaniel motions him out of the backfield, because the Miami version of this role lived on wheel routes and jet sweeps. Speed is the one skill that doesn't need volume to prove its back. Usage is the only thing left to verify. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.